stay up here with him. All right. All right. The five of you tonight are going to be our ministry team leaders. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, in order to be a leader, all right, in order to be a leader, you have to have a ministry team student. So, I want all five of you to scan this room. Let somebody stand out to you. Don't care who it is. And when you can pick somebody, when you've chosen somebody, I want you to go get them and bring them back up here with you. You thought you were off the hook, didn't you? Oh, no, not yet. We're just getting started. Ready? So go get them and bring them back up. Yeah. Yay. She was working so hard to ignore you. She's like, she's not coming over here. She's not. You know Pastor Jim Baker from Columbus, Ohio? From Zion and Columbus? One of my dearest friends in the world. One of my best friends in the world I actually found doing this exercise 10 years ago. And he was a burnt out, reluctant pastor who had been drugged to this conference, this massive conference in Ohio. And it's like 5,000 people in the room. And I'm going to pick some people just randomly. And I point at this guy and he comes up. And as he walks by me, I felt the anointing of God just hit me. And I went, some people do not realize what they carry. And he looks at me like, I don't even want to be here. Now we're best of friends. And he's got a rocking church in Columbus. And he sees tons of miracles and stuff happen. So this is more than a workshop. This actually can like begin to ignite something really, really powerful. So, all right. So, you two are ministry team. You two, and you two. Okay, just so everybody knows who they are. The first people that came up are ministry team leaders. Let me see your hands. And the second people that came up are ministry team students. Let me see your hands. Fantastic. All right. Ministry teams, you guys are going to work together tonight to do some prophetic ministry over people out here. This is going to be your playground out here, right? And here's what we're going to do. Let's just say we're going to grab this team for a second. Ministry team student and leader. We're going to let the student choose who you're going to target tonight to give a word over. You're not going to let them know. You're just going to pick somebody. And when the student picks somebody, turn to your leader and just tell them who you've picked. I want you to scan the room. Let somebody stand out to you. I don't know how or why they will. Doesn't mean you have to know them or anything. But once somebody just stands out to you for whatever reason they do, turn to your ministry team leader and tell them who you picked. I'm going to give you 1 minute to do that. Let me talk to these guys for a second while you're doing that. Just don't let them know who you've picked, all right? Because you guys are going to work together. Every one of you guys can hear from God. All of you, right? This prophetic exercise tonight that we're going to do is going to show you how super simple it is for you and I to begin to purposely and intentionally speak what's on the heart of the Father over people, right? Now, is Jesus a prophet? Yes. Does he live in you? Yes. So it is spiritually illegal for you to say, I can't prophesy. It doesn't mean that you are a prophet, but it means that partnering with the Lord, you can speak what's on the heart of God for a person. And God has a lot of amazing things he wants to speak over people. So hopefully, by now, every one of you picked somebody. Not at me if you have. You guys picked somebody? All right. So, you're going to work together focusing on that individual. But you're not going to tell each other what you're seeing and what you're hearing. This is important, all right? Here's what I want you guys to do. I'm going to pray over you in just a second. And I want you to, over the next few minutes, while I'm talking to these guys, I want you to ask God to give you and we're going to go for two specific things here. A word and a picture, right? And when I say a word, I want you to get childlike with this. I want you to think of the very first word that comes to mind. When you focus in on them and say, God, give me a word, go for the very first word. When it comes to a picture, sometimes you got to close your eyes to see clearly. Sometimes it's like closing your eyes and letting God just draw on the back of your eyelids and see just what comes to mind. This is important. When Jesus said, unless you become like a child, you can't see the kingdom of God, children are our imagination machines, right? The imagination is not a New Age invention. It's a childlike gift that was with you when you were born. It's the limitless canvas upon which God can paint whatever he wants to. And God wants to restore that ability to dream to all of us again. Because within the context of the Holy Spirit working with your sanctified imagination is the answer to every problem in the universe. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. And he expresses the desire to guide us into all truth. And he wants to guide you beyond your understanding. And it'll require your imagination to see things that he wants to show you. Right? So I want you to let him use your imagination tonight and think of a picture. Now, the word in the picture doesn't have to make any sense at all. But here's the only rule I'm going to ask you to do tonight. And that is this. We're going to keep these words positive. Right? We're going to keep these positive, encouraging, because that's what prophecy is for. For building up and for edifying and causing people to draw near to the Lord, according to Corinthians. So it's a big deal that we keep these things positive. I say this for all of your benefit, because whenever we talk about doing prophetic ministry, a lot of times people think, oh no, they're going to call out hidden sin, and everybody in the room starts repenting under their breath. Next thing you know, we all partner with fear, and the whole anointing gets shut down. We can't get anything done, all right? So for the sake of public ministry, all right, we're going to keep all of these words super positive. You say, well, Bill, don't you ever see a negative word every now and then? Yes, I do. Yeah, and you know when it happens, the only time that I'm ever free to actually release a negative or a confrontational prophetic word is when I love a person enough to be in relationship with them. You can't conquer what you can't confront. And God will not give you the grace to confront something that you don't have a heart for like he has. So when you move out of love rather than out of anger, the word can actually be received. And a lot of times people get a prophetic word and they'll start prophesying judgment or destruction or whatever. When it happens, they use that to validate the prophetic gift. Old covenant prophetic ministry, listen to what I'm about to say here. Old covenant prophetic ministry was diagnosing a lot of problems. This city's got judgment coming upon it. That city's got judgment coming upon it. In the new covenant, Jesus and the disciples are walking along by a city that rejected Jesus. And they say to Jesus, hey, can we call down fire on this city just like Elijah did? Remember that? And Jesus responds to them and says, no, you guys don't even know what spirit you're of. What he was saying is, if you want that manifestation, you're going to have to go to a different spirit to get it, because I'm not doing that to this city. Man. That's not what I'm about here. I didn't come to destroy people's lives, but to save them, right? So, in the new covenant, you have access to all of heaven's resources, which means if you do see a problem on a person's life, you actually have the ability to fix it. For example, let's say I look over at Jimmy and I'm like, oh man, I see Jimmy is lonely, all right? I don't see that, even though he's sitting by himself, right? I'm just saying. Let's say I walk up to Jimmy and I say, Jimmy, I feel like I got a word for you. Man, I just see you're man, just so lonely, man. And Jimmy's like, whoa, it's true, I am. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I must be a prophet. And then I go like build a website and print business cards. And Jimmy's over there going, yeah, but what about me? You just going to leave me like this? New covenant prophetic ministry means even if you see something in somebody, and I don't see that by the way, but even if you see something in somebody's life that reflects something negative, you have access to the solution. So from a place of royal identity and priestly authority, you could say to somebody who is facing that something like, I release over your life a season of covenant relationships where God brings people into your life that consistently see beyond the norm, to see who you are from the Spirit, and constantly speaks that into your life so that you never walk alone again. Right? That's a good word. That's a good word right there. That'll work. So you begin to start declaring in the opposite spirit when you see something negative, and watch as God starts showing up in a person's life, all right? giving you guys plenty of time to come up with words and pictures here. All right, here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to put your hands out in front of you just like this. Everybody in the room, I want you to stretch out your hands toward them. Holy Spirit, come. When I say Holy Spirit, come, by the way, I'm not asking him to show up someplace where he's not, because you can find me a place where the Holy Spirit isn't, all right? Show me a place where he's not, and I'll show you a lie you've believed about God. When I say Holy Spirit, come, we're saying, God, draw all your focused attention in on this moment to activate and empower them and be seen in places where they have not allowed you to move, right? So Holy Spirit, come, and I pray that right now the prophetic gift in this room would be active and powerful, and God, with that childlike simplicity, would you just awaken visions, dreams, pictures, and words within them in Jesus' name. All right. Super simple. Amen. All right, so, giving you guys a chance to get a word and a picture. Now, you can put your hands down, it's cool. You say, what if I get a word that doesn't make any sense? Okay? What if I get a word that doesn't make any sense at all? Totally fine. You get a word that doesn't make any sense, maybe it's not for you to know what it's supposed to mean. When it comes to prophetic words, we don't have to interpret everything that we release. Sometimes you walk up to somebody and you just say a word and it makes all the difference in the world. We had a guy many, many years ago when we first started exercising in this stuff in Maui in 2006 and 7. We had a guy who was walking down the beach and he said, God, if you just give me a word for somebody, I'll go up and tell them no matter whether it makes any sense or not. We've been talking about this principle. And he sees a young man sitting in the sand on the beach and he hears a word. Strange word, never did tell me what it was. And he says, I walk over to this guy, and he says, and I kneel down right in front of him, and I just say the word. And the guy, the kid freaks out. And he says, this young man, college student, says, how did you know that? And he says, I was just asking God to give me a word for somebody, and God spoke that word in my heart and highlighted you. And he says, does it mean anything to you? He says, yeah. He says, I'm sitting here, and I'm praying, and I'm saying, God, if you're real, have somebody walk up to me and say this word. And Marco walks over and kneels down right in front of him and says this word. Didn't mean anything to Marco, but it meant everything to this kid. And you say, what if I say a word and it doesn't mean anything to anybody? What if I give him a word and it doesn't matter? You know, it doesn't mean anything. That's okay too. We've had people that, we had a guy one time walked up to a guy on the street. And he said a word that didn't make any sense, but that word stuck in that person's heart. They went home and saw the very object that he had just spoken, and it set them up for a future encounter with God. They had an encounter with God. They started looking around at churches around the area, eventually found ours and found the guy that gave him the word and testified to him. So there are times where you give word to somebody and it doesn't make any sense in the moment. But when they walk away from you, God sets them up with a future encounter. So it's really hard to even know whether you got it wrong, even if it feels like in the moment you did. I want you to, when I say keep these words super positive, I want you to think of this. In Psalm 139, and again, I'm giving you guys plenty of time here. In Psalm 139, David says, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God, and how great is the sum of them. If I were to count them, they would outnumber the sand. I'm no expert in sand, but we do live in Florida, and you can fit a lot of sand in a spoon. We're not even talking about the Sahara Desert. In other words, the precious thoughts of God towards you outnumber all of the sand. God thinks about you more than you think about you. God thinks about you more than you have time to have thoughts in a lifetime, a single lifetime. And the thoughts that he has towards you, according to Psalm 139, are precious, which means you can't make up a positive word that God hasn't thought of first. He's thought of positive words that we haven't even invented yet, right? So it's not like you're going to look at a person and say, you know, wow, I see courage on you. And God goes, oh, wow, never thought of that one. Not happening, all right? So you start positive and you can just rock it. All right, let's begin with you guys. Let's have you guys step forward. Dallas is going to walk over and we're going to start with a student. And we're going to see. Stay right there with him, Dallas. You're going to MC this thing here. So, first off, who did you pick?
Dr. Charles Hong.
Dr. Charles. All right. What'd you see and what'd you hear?
I saw a picture of just hardworking, lots of things that you've been working on. I don't know if you have a project or some type of exam, some type of assessment coming up. And it was very cloudy over you. And I saw God come over, just giving you clarity and the vision, and for you to just be able to truly succeed. And he told me that you, sometimes you're so hardworking that you forget about him. So he says, in your job, just lean on me and, you know, I'll give you that answer. So,
wow, come on. My goodness. Talk about setting the standard high out the gate. Sometimes people step up and go, red balloon, happy. That's all I got. I don't know. All right. Pass it along. Now, Pat, right here. So go ahead. And you're gonna follow up. And do you see or hear anything over
the Dr. Chaz?
Yes.
I had the word meticulous. In terms of pictures, I don't have a picture.
Okay.
I just have meticulous.
That's
I just
cool.
feel like he is able to process through and focus and organize over so many details, coordinate so many different moving parts, and just not lose focus.
Wow.
Which is just the definition of meticulous in
wow.
my mind.
See, this is the way this works. Sometimes one word is like uncorking a bottle, and pretty soon stuff starts flowing. But it begins with one. So do me a favor, I want you to stretch your hand out toward him, right? And I want you there's a word that you just said, and it was about focus. And I want you to release over him just a fresh season of focus. Fresh season of focus. The ability to focus on a supernatural level on things that need to be focused on. And we're going to set this up by beginning like this. Start with the phrase, I release and declare. And then within that, whatever you say beyond that, say something about focus. Right? So begin with release, declare, and say something about focus. But I want you to close your eyes for just a second. I want you to picture yourself. You're sitting on a throne. You're standing in a place of authority. You carry a priest's anointing and a king's identity. And now speak from that place.
Dr. Chaz, I release and proclaim in this next season of life over various projects a kingdom focus.
Come on.
An ability to work 1 hour and have it be worth 10 hours. I ask a kingdom economy would be over the affairs of your hand, and that it would show not only in your colleagues, that it would show not only in your university, but it would start showing in your family. It would start showing in the details as a husband and as a father to your wife and to your children.
Whoa.
Lord, that you would give him a focus not only over the administration of his affairs as a chief of his department, but as a father and as a husband and as a brother to us all here. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Come on. Well done. Good job. You guys can have a seat. All right, Dallas, pick which team goes next. You get, and make you have you guys step forward, all right?
Student first.
Who's student? Yep, student first.
Oh, yeah, I'm the student.
All right.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. What'd you see? Or who'd you
Jordan.
Pick first?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Okay, right there.
All right.
Yeah. For some reason, I got a picture of a pen. They say pen is mightier than a sword, and I don't know if God wants you to like just journal or process your thought or just but I feel that you'd be influential too through your writing, and so that's the picture I got. And the word is listen or hear.
Wow.
To hear from the Lord, because I feel that there's a lot of competing voice out there.
Come on. Good word. Good job.
I got a picture of a payphone, and then the word is strength. So, yeah.
Come on. Wow. Wow. Payphone. It's fascinating. That's awesome. Okay. I want you to take the microphone. I want you to stretch a hand out toward him. All right? And I want you to say this phrase after me. Say, I release and declare.
I release and declare
a fresh season.
A fresh season
of creativity.
Of creativity.
Of writing.
Of writing.
And of divine connection.
And of divine connection
over your life.
Over your life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Awesome. Good job. Well done. All right. Come to the center. Hang out with Dallas.
All right.
All right.
So I have the teen next to the gold jacket. And
yes.
Don't know your name, sorry. Yes, name? Iman, yes, Iman, sorry. Iman. Oh, Elon, sorry, Elon, yes. Yeah, so the word was expression. And I got a scene. So my scene was you're entering a room. The room didn't have any walls or creases, but it was a free flow of like expression and colors. It wasn't a traditional room with like a door and walls, just space. And just, you know, vibrant colors and expression. I'm not sure what that means, but I pray that you find this this gift that God has on you to impact the masses with any medium that it is, whether it's art, whether it's, I don't know, but that's the scene that I got in my head. Yeah.
Come on.
Wow. Amen. Amen.
Very cool. All right. What'd you see? What'd you hear?
Abundance and ocean.
Wow. Amen. Anything more?
No.
All right. We're just going to rest in that then. So we just seal that up in you. Yeah.
Amen.
Just release and declare over you. Wow. I love that. Abundance. 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 Yeah. Yeah, I see you navigating on an ocean. And wow. That's it. You're a navigator. You're a navigator. God's given you direction. Giving you direction. You've got a lot of choices you can make and a lot of directions you can go. God's given you direction. So thank you, Lord, for divine direction. You've ordered her steps. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. Give these guys a hand. They did a great job. Cool. All right.
Oh yeah, recovering. The person that came to mind for me was Amika. A few different words came to mind, and one was intelligence, the other was beauty, trust and courage were the other two words. And the image I got was a flower, and at first I thought like it was a blooming flower, but then when I saw it again, it was already in full bloom. It was like a big open flower. So when I put the words together in my mind, I felt like the Lord was saying that you're intelligent and beautiful, and that you have to you have to trust and have courage in your abilities in the home and the workplace.
Wow.
And so,
good word.
How am I supposed to decree and declare? I feel like I'm missing some words.
Flow with what you feel like the Holy Spirit's saying. If you feel like you come to the end, then land it.
So I want to decree and declare that over you, that you're beautiful, and the Lord wants you to trust in what you already know, because He's given you the intelligence and the ability to do all the things He has for you at home, in the workplace, and everywhere you go.
Yeah. Okay, I want you to feel that. Did you feel the room shift when she shifted that? Okay? Prophetic words can come out in two forms, and a lot of times it's hard to figure out when the shift happens, but you could see it really clearly right there. Typically, a prophetic word will start out as you're just giving information. But when you know you've caught the heart of the Father, you turn it into a declaration, and it moves from just a person giving information to another person to royalty releasing a decree from a place of authority, right? And when that happens, you can feel it. People start in the room, start responding. Something's happening that shifted the atmosphere, that began to line things up in the spirit so that what she's declared would begin to come to pass, right? That's what happens when you start moving from a place of just fishing for information to suddenly a place of authority, then boom, suddenly it starts happening, and you can feel the shift in the room. And that was a great example of how you can feel that shift. All right, so go ahead. What'd you see? What'd you hear?
So the word that I got, well, there were several, but the first word I got was birth. And what I heard the Lord saying is that he was releasing an anointing in your life and releasing healing in your workplace. And the picture that I got was a baby that was laying in a cradle, and the baby rose from the cradle in this beautiful white, like, christening gown, and just was sitting up in preparation. And so that's what I got. And I just feel like the declaration would be that, Lord God, that you will just release a blessing of goodness and such beauty and anointing in her life, and that the birth of goodness will reach into the recesses beyond what she can see, and that it will transform shadows around her workplace and in areas where she thought that that there was no life, and that there would be a rebirth in those areas, and that they would be rising in a way that would bring newness into all areas of your being.
Amen. Good job. Amen. Give these guys a hand. That's great. So good. All right. Who did you pick?
Believe it or not, we also chose Amy.
There's a big, big target on you tonight.
So my word was crayon, and then I had a lot of time, so I got a picture of like a pink crayon, and then I don't know if you know the children's book, Harold and the Purple Crayon, so you're like going around town like drawing with the crayon, but then I was wondering why it was pink, maybe because of your sweater, but then it turned into like a lip crayon. So I was praying, and I was like, oh, like, you have an ability to bring beauty to the world. You paint the world with your crayon. But then I felt like the Lord was saying, don't forget to paint your lips.
Wow. Wow. That was awesome. Ooh. What'd you see and what'd you hear, Mia?
I got the word new joy.
Yeah.
And just a picture of a bird flying upwards and flapping just beautifully. It was just rising upwards.
So good. So good. Stretch your hand over and we'll just release freedom over her. Yeah, freedom and joy. Go for it.
I declare and release freedom over
Come
you.
Come on. Yes. Yes.
It's just a that you would feel the wind in your face, Father, as you fly upwards, and just under you are under his wing, and so comforted and protected, and he's leading you into a new joy. Or I release that over you, Father.
So good. Yes. Woo. Can't be standing up this long and not have something going on. Go for it.
Thank you guys for stirring all that up, because I was just
it's happening.
Getting rocked. This has been actually stirring in me all day, and God just confirmed it in my heart. For Dr. J, this morning in small group, you shared a little bit of what he shared this morning, and a little bit, I don't know if he intentionally left it out or just didn't get there, but you were given a diagnosis with your bones. Oh, man. I've never, like, felt something so strongly before. It's amazing. Just release the strength of heaven into your bones.
Yeah.
Complete restoration.
Holy Spirit.
Complete restoration in Jesus' name.
Youth renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Lord.
They will test you. And they will be baffled. And I declare over you, Dr. J, that your best days are ahead of you.
Yeah. Yes.
You, I see you soaring, and the wind of heaven is under you, lifting you up. Everything prior was effort and focus, and it was good. Everything ahead of you is coasting in the wind of heaven. So God, I bless that for Dr. J. And I bless his wife in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you would release over her a joy she has never known. That you would wrap her and surround her. I just see the Lord enveloping you. I declare security over your heart in Jesus' name. And a great, great joy in Jesus' name. Amen.
For the young lady right there. Yeah, wave at me and make sure I know it's you. Yes, you. Right. Ever since I stood up here tonight, I kept looking over you, and I had this picture. And you were sitting under a tree, and you were teaching children. They're all sitting all around you. It's not your children, but they're yours. In other words, you have charge over them. And it felt like, it's like, what's the deal with the tree? And I heard the word cover. And I feel like God is giving you instruction. He's giving you information, wisdom, and revelation. You're going to be passing it along to another generation. And in that, you're covering them. Something about being covered. And even if right now you're like looking at stepping out in something, and you're wondering, should I do this? Should I not do this? I feel like God says you're covered. Like wherever you go, he's covering you. And you're never going to move where he's not covering you. Sometimes you may not even feel it. He's not like a soccer mom. He's not like hovering over you, all right? He's not like helicoptering over you. But he's covering you. There's been a lot of times in your life where he was covering you. You didn't realize he was. And there's been times where you thought, I wonder where he was. I wonder, is he there? I get this crazy picture of you like as an 8-year-old child sitting on a bed wondering if you're alone or something. And I feel like God's going, I was there, like in the middle of the room. You didn't even see. You didn't even notice. But I've never left you, and I've never forsaken you, and I never will. And even when you don't think you feel my presence, please know you're always covered. Yeah, I feel like you just needed to know that tonight. Yeah. Wow. There's all kinds of cool stuff going on in this room tonight. So here's what I want you guys to do really, really, really quick. I want you to ask God to give you a picture or a word for the person that's sitting closest to you. And Father, I pray right now that you begin to connect this church on a level that would release spirit and life in declaration. God, that they would make this a habit to release spirit and life in their declarations. Lord, I pray that you just give us, just tap us in to that vein of the prophetic flow, God, as we catch your heart and your mind for people in this room and in this community. Thank you, Jesus, for the family that you're creating. As these guys begin to worship and as the Lord directs you to, would you just turn to them and tell them what you saw and what you heard over their life? Amen.
Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Feel the winds of your love. Feel the winds of your spirit. Let the heartbeat of heaven let us hear. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Oh.